Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. The following letter is from Mayor Steve Clark on the proposed development of the Inch farmlands and the subsequent letters published about this development. Over the last few weeks, there has been a growing interest in the proposed development of the Inch farmlands. As an elected representative, I am pleased to see this community engagement. Participation in land use planning matters is critical, and the foundation of meaningful engagement and participation is access to accurate information. The Inch farmlands are comprised of both privately owned property, owned by LIV communities, and municipally owned lands, owned by the City of Aurelia. This letter is intended to provide a high-level overview of the factual information related to the proposed development of the privately owned residential development lands, and the city-owned employment lands that comprise the Inch Farm. Existing development approval. Although the Inch Farm lands are currently owned by two different landowners, LIV communities and the city, the whole property was the subject of a draft plan of subdivision approval application submitted in 1990, and that application received draft plan approval by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing on January 7, 1993. In its approval, the ministry granted approval for a residential subdivision that would include 123 single detached dwellings, and 46 semi-detached dwellings, plus 5 industrial lots, and a number of other parcels, including areas for a stormwater management pond and areas to encompass and protect existing streams, tributaries. It is important to note that the ministry's approval of the draft plan application does not expire, and therefore the landowner has the legal right to develop the land in accordance with that approval. In other words, the city has no legal ability to deny the proposed development. Land ownership. Aside from the privately owned property, the city acquired ownership of three of the blocks, areas in 1991. Those areas included a constructed drainage ditch that drained stormwater from Highway 11, land for a stormwater management pond, and land to encompass a south branch of Silver Creek. The city subsequently acquired ownership of the industrial lands in 1994, together with an area that encompasses a north branch of Silver Creek where it runs through the industrial lands. Current development proposals. The current residential developer, LIV Communities, is now proposing to develop the areas that have been approved at a higher density than what was provincially approved in 1993. To do this, the developer must modify the draft plan and seek the city's approval for a zoning bylaw amendment. To reach this increased level of intensification, the developer is proposing to reduce the number of single detached dwellings, eliminate the proposed semi-detached dwellings, and incorporate a number of proposed townhouse dwellings. This proposal would see the total number of dwelling units rise from the 169 units that are approved to 356 units. The current developer has submitted a zoning amendment application in which they seek approval for this different type of housing. The developer will be hosting a virtual public open house on February 22, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. I encourage anyone interested in participating in that virtual public open house to attend by clicking on the following link. As part of the 2019 budget process, Council approved a capital project that included the costs for a municipal class environmental assessment, MCEA, detailed design, and construction of a proposed arterial road and the preparation of lots to accommodate the planned employment, industrial, land uses. This is the only decision any recent council has made with respect to this area. The draft environmental study report, a requirement of the MCEA process, has been completed and has been posted as required. A total of 4 comments were received within the comment period. Those comments are currently being reviewed for responses. The detailed design process for the proposed arterial road is nearly complete, and a construction tender will be released soon to enable construction to begin in the spring of 2022. Environmental impact studies. Prior to the granting of draft plan approval, the Ministry of Natural Resources required that the developer of the Inch farmlands address concerns related to the branches of Silver Creek that run through the property. To that end, the developer at that time retained Michael Michalski Associates to complete a biophysical analysis and make recommendations about suitable buffers to protect the habitat and features of these watercourses. The result of those studies was imposed as conditions of draft plan approval by the approval authority, the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, and was implemented through the use of our official plan. As part of the current residential development approval process, the developer is required to prepare a scoped environmental impact study, EIS, in accordance with the policies of the city's official plan, as approved by the Ontario Municipal Board. To ensure that all private sector development-related EIS work is done to the city's satisfaction, the city is using a qualified, third-party consulting firm to conduct a detailed peer review of these submitted environmental reports. The city's MCEA process included the completion of a full environmental impact study, EIS. The city's EIS in this regard was completed in a manner to address the requirements of the Environmental Assessment Act, the Endangered Species Act and the Migratory Bird Act. Tree cutting. The city of Orillia has a tree conservation by-law that governs the cutting of trees on all properties in Orillia that are greater than 0.5 hectares in area. The present council was proposing stricter measures within a draft version of this by-law. However, those proposed stricter measures received significant public pushback from roughly 80% of the survey respondents. The city's Environmental Advisory Committee, together with city staff, recently completed a significant review and update of the tree conservation by-law. This process included significant public consultation. Trees have been cut on both the privately owned Inch Farm residential lands, and on the city's Inch Farm employment lands. In both cases, the city's tree conservation by-law was fully complied with prior to any tree removal authorizations being granted. We know that pressures for additional housing and employment land are going to create animated discussion, and we welcome that. I know I was elected, almost 8 years ago, partly on a platform of, willing to listen, and that has not changed. I welcome all comments, as does the rest of council. Further, we will consider any substantiated suggestion or idea. Steve Clark, Mayor.